BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The US Vice President and Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris has spoken of the importance of standing up against Russian aggression as she met the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Washington. Earlier, President Biden also met Mr. Zelensky and announced more military aid. The BBC's Jenny Kuma is at the White House.
I guess there were two things that President Zelensky was focused on during these meetings with the Vice President and the President, and that was continued political support and continued military support. What we heard from Vice President Harris was that things would continue the same if she were elected, but in a swipe to her Republican rival, she said there were some in the US who wanted Ukraine to surrender, and she said it was imperative for the US and the world to fight for Ukraine's sovereignty and democracy.
The White House says negotiations with Israel over a ceasefire in southern Lebanon are continuing, despite the Israeli government's apparent rejection of the proposal. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the IDF would keep hitting Hezbollah with what he called full force. James Landale is at the UN General Assembly, where Mr. Netanyahu will speak on Friday.
For now, the diplomacy continues here at the UN. Some officials are clinging to the hope that Mr. Netanyahu has not explicitly ruled out a ceasefire and may be playing for time. But other diplomats are less hopeful, fearing that Israel's prime minister will bow to domestic pressure at home rather than international pressure here. One told me, "We are inching towards the brink, not away from it."
Hurricane Helene is bearing down in low-lying coastal areas of Florida with sustained winds of more than 200 kilometres an hour. It's been upgraded to Category 4 as it gathers pace across the Gulf of Mexico. Officials have warned of a potentially catastrophic storm surge when it makes landfall south of the capital, Tallahassee. The head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Deanne Criswell, said major disruption was expected.
We expect widespread power outages from this. When we think about Tallahassee, it's got a lot of tree canopy. So those trees are going to come down and impact those power lines, and the debris and the ability to detangle the debris from the power lines is what could take a long time.
A report by Argentina's Statistics Institute shows more than half the population is living in poverty. That's up from just over 40% in the second half of last year and shows the impact of austerity measures introduced by President Milei. Since taking office in December, his government has slashed subsidies for transport, fuel and energy and sacked thousands of civil servants. BBC News. The leader of the Sudanese paramilitary Rapid Support Forces has said in a video message to the UN General Assembly he's ready to implement a nationwide ceasefire in the country's civil war. The comments from Mohamed Hamdan Daglo come as his forces in Khartoum confront a new offensive by the army. Marches are taking place across Mexico to mark the 10th anniversary of the abduction and presumed murder of 43 student teachers by state forces. Relatives of the disappeared are demanding justice and the full facts of the case. In 2022, independent investigators concluded the police and military were involved in collusion with drug cartels. From Mexico City, Will Grant.
It is extremely hard to keep up a battle against the authorities for a decade. It is extremely hard to call for justice without your voice wavering, without your spirit faltering in 10 years. Yet the families have attempted to do that. They had high hopes about President Andrés Manuel López Obrador and his administration because he said this was a crime of the state and that his administration would get to the bottom of it. He's about to leave office in a matter of days and there still isn't clarity. So they're having to pin their hopes yet again on an incoming administration.
US media reports say multiple Iranians will face criminal charges on suspicion of hacking into the email accounts of people working in Donald Trump's presidential campaign. The Iranians allegedly gained access to data and files of Mr. Trump's advisers, including internal documents. The authorities in Colombia warn that water levels in the tributaries of the Amazon River running through the country have been reduced by as much as 90%. Colombia's National Unit for Disaster Risk Management blamed climate change for causing both severe drought and wildfires. BBC News.